A new poll released today shows broad support across all parties for federal legislation requiring cuts in global warming pollution to combat climate change. The survey, conducted by Republican pollster Whit Ayers, found that a majority of voters of all political persuasions want Republicans to work with Democrats on the issue. Jerry Karnes is Florida Climate Project Director with the Environmental Defense Fund. He says the results show that Floridians of all stripes want leaders who want to proactively deal with climate change, and says GOP Senator Mel Martinez's reluctance on this issue is reflected in his poll rating.
76% of independents believes that confronting climate change will create jobs. 58% of Republicans. 82% of Democrats, which is no surprise. But what you're seeing is an alignment between independents and Democrats on this issue, and then you're still seeing that Republicans are slightly divided, but still strong majorities. And I don't think it's a coincidence that when we did our favorabilities for statewide elected officials in this poll, 71% favorability for Governor Charlie Crist, 51% favorability for Bill Nelson, and Senator Martinez, who's conspicuously on the sidelines on this issue, 44% approval rating.
Manly Fuller is president of the Florida Wildlife Federation.
The Florida legislature is moving in a positive direction on this with the governor, we're seeing a lot of good movement here in Tallahassee, but the thrust of this poll that Environmental Defense has done with Mr. Ayers is looking at the congressional action, and we would like the Congress of the United States to move forward with legislation like Warner-Lieberman.
The Warner-Lieberman bill seeks a 50% reduction in U.S. greenhouse gas emissions by the year 2050 through a cap-and-trade system. Some groups, like Environmental Defense, support that bill, while others, like the Sierra Club, want a higher level of reductions. Cap-and-trade is an administrative approach used to control pollution by providing economic incentives for achieving reductions in the emission of pollutants. Again, the Florida Wildlife Federation's Manly Fuller.
We would like to see Senator Martinez join with Senator Warner and Senator Lieberman, and to push this forward and become and exercise the same sort of leadership or bipartisan leadership that he and Bill Nelson have done on Everglades.
According to the new survey, when respondents were asked if they supported a cap and trade proposal to reduce carbon emissions produced in the U.S., 62% said either strongly or somewhat strongly supported the proposal. And Jerry Karnes from the Environmental Defense Fund says that Governor Charlie Crist's still sterling political approval ratings are based in part because of his leadership on climate change.
It's no longer effective politics in a state with 1,200 miles of coastline and the only coral reefs to stick your head in the sand on this issue anymore. People want change. They want leadership. And it's clear that Governor Crist, who said last year in his State of the State, he's persuaded that climate change is one of the most important issues we face this century, and we must make every effort to do what's right. We polled that statement, and all parties, all political persuasions, strongly supported that statement.